"It's holding," Louis said fiercely. He wriggled to get right side up on the beam. "It better. I hope Prill's strapped down. She'll have a bouncy ride." Up the side of Fist of God Mountain, riding at the end of 10,000 miles of Shadow Square wire. Up and over the lip, then... He looked up at the underside of the ring world. An infinity of sculptured surface. In the middle, a tremendous conical meteor puncture, shiny at the bottom. As the improbable swung like a plumb bob beneath the ring world, the sun flashed suddenly in the bottom of the crater. "Out and down. Then we'll be tied to the lyre, and the lyre will be on its way to clear space at 770 miles per second. Plenty of time for the wire to pull us together. But if that doesn't work, we've got the thruster motor in Nessus's fly cycle." "How did I know? I've been telling you that. Didn't I mention the landscape?"
"No."
"That was the clincher. All the peaks of foundation material showed through the rock, and the fall of civilization only 1,500 years old. It was because those two asteroid punctures had fouled up the wind patterns. Did you realize that most of the traveling we did was between those two punctures?"
"Very indirect reasoning, Louis."
"It worked."
"Yes, and so I will live to see another sunset,"
the Kazin said softly. Louis felt an electric thrill. "You too?"
"Yes, I watch sunsets on occasion. Let us speak of the long shot."
"What did you say?"
"If I could steal the long shot from you, my kind would dominate known space until a stronger species impinged on our expanding sphere. We would forget all we have learned so painfully regarding cooperation with alien species."
"True," Louis said into the dark. The pull from the stolen Shadow Square wire was steady now. The lyre must be well on its way up Fist of God's 10-degree slope.
"We might not get that far while the luck of many Tila Browns protects Earth. Yet honor would compel me to make the attempt," said Speaker to Animals. "How could I lead my species away from the honorable path of war? The Kazinti gods would revile me."
"I warned you about playing God. It hurts."
"Fortunately, the difficulty does not arise. You have said that I would destroy the long shot if I tried to take it. The risk is too great. We will need the puppeteer hyperdrive to escape the wave front from the core explosion."
"True enough," said Louis. The Kazin would back into the nearest gravity well if he tried to take the long shot into hyperdrive. Knowing that, Louis asked, "But suppose I were lying?"
"I could not hope to outwit a being of your intelligence."
Sunfire flashed again in Fist of God Crater. "Think how short a way we came," said Louis. 150,000 miles in 5 days. The same distance back in 2 months. A seventh of the short way across the ring world. And Tila and Seeker think they're going the long way round.
Fools.
We never saw the rim wall. They will. I wonder what else we missed. If the ringworld ram ships got as far as Earth, they may have picked up some blue whales and sperm whales before we made them extinct. We never got out onto the ocean. The people they'll meet. There's no end to the ways a culture can go. And the room. The ringworld's so big.
We can't go back, Louis.
No, of course not.
Not until we can deliver our secret to our respective worlds. And acquire an intact ship.
This concludes the reading of Ringworld by Larry Niven. This book was read by Tom Parker. Copyright 1970 by Larry Niven. This unabridged recording of the reading of Ringworld was published by arrangement with Spectrum Literary Agency and was produced in 1996 by Blackstone Audiobooks Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Neither this recording nor any portion of it may be reproduced or used for any purpose without prior written authorization from Blackstone Audiobooks. If you would like to obtain a mail-order catalog or additional information about our growing line of audiobooks, call 1-800-SAY-BOOK. That's 1-800-729-2665. Thank you.